It's 1967. Philadelphia disc jockey Gene Shea has a special guest in the studio, a 23-year-old Canadian singer and songwriter with wide eyes, long blonde hair, a quick mind, and ease with words. Joni Mitchell is taking requests.
Want to do some of the requested songs? Or
let's see, what have we got here? Night in the City, Circle Game. Oh, From Both Sides Now. I'm really glad that somebody requested that, because that's a very new song, and I've been driving everybody crazy by playing it twice and three times a night. It's called From Both Sides Now.
And I haven't heard that one.
I'll play that one first. I should tell people a little bit about it. I was reading a book, and I haven't finished it yet, called Henderson the Rain King. And there's a line in it that I especially got hung up on. It was about when he was flying to Africa and searching for something. He said that in an age when people could look up and down at clouds, they shouldn't be afraid to die. And so I got this idea from both sides now. There are a lot of sides to everything. And so the song is called From Both Sides Now.
Mm-hmm. From PRI, Public Radio International, this is the emergence of Joni Mitchell.
And flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that weave.
I can listen to Joni Mitchell's records over and over without ever feeling like I have gotten everything from it. There's always something new to discover, whether it's musically or something in the lyrics. As I grow older, that becomes more relevant.
You really felt that she knew what life was like to be a young woman who was all mixed up, where she, you know, you want a boyfriend, but at the same time you want to travel the world and have no ties. And of course, the lyrics of Joni Mitchell kind of painted this picture of what another life could be like. And it was a life that I really aspire to, with lots of relationships with artists and interesting people and traveling the world.
I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for something. What can it be? Oh, I hate you some, I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about.
When she talks about romantic relationships, she gets at the complexity and the ambivalence of them in a way that I think poetry ought to be doing, and that popular song lyrics, many of them, very rarely do.
She tapes her regrets to the microphone stand. She says you can't hold the hand of a rock and roll man very long.
One of the reasons why Joni Mitchell is important is that she's as musically adventurous as she is lyrically adventurous. You know, she is a great lyricist, and people know that, and that's taken for granted. But you sort of have to begin to really dig below, you know, the kind of songs that are going to be on the Greatest Hits collection to get a sense of, you know, how adventurous she is musically. And that's something I think that young artists find inspirational.
She had the triple threat, you know, the total triple threat. The guitar playing and the songwriting, I mean, unique, unbelievable singing. I mean, that singing still, you listen to the live record, give me a break. I mean, it's supreme. She's a genius.
Oh, I wish I had more sense of humor sometimes. Keeping the sadness at bay, throwing the lightness on these things, laughing at all the week. Laughing at all the week.
She was one of the first artists to incorporate elements of world music into her, you know, North American music. She, I think, was the first pop artist to use Burundi drums.
Rousseau walks on trumpet pads. So fire is to the heart of all that jazz.
And Hejira was her need to innovate and be fresh. And I think on that album, she surrounded herself with people who allowed her to change.
There's a crow flying, black and ragged, tree to tree. He's black as the highway that's leading me.
Then, you know, she moves on. She goes from the singer-songwriter to become one of the first pop musicians, really, to experiment with jazz.
When Charlie speaks of Lester, you know someone great has come. The sweetest swinging music man had a porky pig hat on.
Joni's phrasing is like spot on for a jazz singer. The way she phrases, the way she chooses where to place her notes. Some phrases she sings to me sound like they're straight out of Miles Davis.
Black musician, in those days they put him in an underdog position.
So much of her music has moved from the internal life and the emotional life to the voice of a satirist and a Jeremiah, you know, the Jeremiahs of the Bible, talking about how Western culture is to avoid the Anglo-Saxon, going up the creek without the paddle.
And the gas leaks. And the oil spills. And sex sells everything. Six kills.
One of the television stations did a tribute night to her, and all these singers standing in front of her freaking out, you know, because she was just their goddess. And I remember Katie Lang just trembling in her presence, and all these singers saying, I just can't sing this the way you can, Joni. And Joni's sitting in the balcony, and in the middle of the show, she takes out a banana and very sort of regally peels it and eats it. And I thought, wow, you know, that is one cool lady.